This is 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and KPNW 98.9 FM HD3 Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
And welcome you to the third hour of our happy Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on Listen Live, and you'll be streaming the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great videos and photos and stuff that we post there. And, golly, it is the first Sunday of September. We've got beautiful blue sky and sunshine out here going on today. And it is the first Sunday of the month, so it means shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. So, you know, normally we've been doing a different guest in this segment of this show, but Merritt and Beth from animals24-7.org taking a break for a while. And so that gives me time to talk to other folks. And in the category of helping our animal friends, that's where we're going next. And I'm really excited because I feel like I'm real connected with this guy already. But this is actually the first time we're seeing each other and meeting in person. Okay, so I have to make sure I don't get carried away because I could just start talking and we could, you know, we'd probably talk forever. Anyway, if you were here 2 weeks ago, you heard what, you know, one of my, the top of my bucket list of guests actually happened. And Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, was here for the show. And boy, was it such a thrill to talk to him and get to know him and find out, you know, that he really is who he is. And I'm all excited, you know, and for Dr. Jeff every Sunday morning because I binge Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet shows on Animal Planet every Saturday night when I'm getting ready for the show. And of course, I did that last night. And Dr. Jeff is not joining us today, but we got kind of the next best thing. Steve Lukanik is joining us. He's been working with Dr. Jeff for quite a long time. I'm not really sure how many years, but he was a producer on the Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet Show. I think he's now director of marketing. But I've really enjoyed our connection, and there's so much going on because now that we've, you know, Animal World's connected with Rocky Mountain Vet sort of thing, I figure we're all part of the family now. So I think Steve is going to be here on a regular basis because there's so much stuff going on. So this is just the beginning. So I want a big hugs and welcome Steve Lukanik to Animal World. Good morning, Steve, and welcome to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. It's so good to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, and you know, and your voice sounds just the same. You know, it's like it's always so fun, you know, to see a face connected with a voice for the first time. Yeah,
it really is. I know, because I saw your picture on your website, but it's not the same as when you're talking to somebody. You're right.
Oh yeah. Oh, and that reminds me. I got to tell you. Now, I think were you listening to the show 2 weeks ago when Jeff was on?
I heard the whole thing. Yeah.
Okay. Now you remember that, you know, because Merritt and Beth from animals24-7.org, you know, they're a big part of the Animal World family and are regular guests on the show and have been for a few years now.
Okay. Right.
And anyway, they're the ones that name dropped Jeff's name on the show. I can't believe it. I'd been interviewing them for so long, you know, so long and had no idea that they were connected with you guys. But anyway, they dropped his name and that's what started our connection recently. Well, then 2 weeks ago, they zoomed in, you know, with us and when Jeff was on that, remember? And,
yes.
And do you remember they told me that they had a present for me? They had gotten a gift for me. They
yes.
were going to, okay.
Yeah, I do.
All
yeah.
right. Okay. Cause I got to show you because I think you're responsible. You don't know that.
Because
when Jeff and I finally connected and we booked his show, you know, him to be on the show 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You guys, somebody put up a publicity shot on Jeff's Facebook page that took, and somehow, I think Jeff and I are such similar energy that I have a picture on my stuff that has me and my golden retriever, and Jeff has a picture of him and his golden retriever, and
exactly.
somebody put them together on the post. I believe that was you, Steve. Was that you?
Well, actually, I'm not going to take credit for that. I'm going to give credit to Andrew Duffer, who is our social media director for Plant Pet Hood. But I had reached out to Andy and I said, you know, we've got to put something on social media that Jeff's going to be on Martha's show. So I sent him the information I had on your from your website. And then the next thing I know, Andy came back and had the dual picture, which I hadn't even thought about because we have that, you know, that picture of Jeff and his dog, Fred. And I love Fred. He's like a fixture there. Fred, they're on the cover of Melinda Grohl's book, Beyond the Boundaries. And then we also, Animal Planet used to use Jeff and Fred in their promotional, you know, anything, posters, mailers, all that stuff. So the fact that Andy married the two of you and they married he mirrored the two images, I loved it. So yeah, I can't take full credit.
So anyway, okay, so it wasn't you, but we'll give Andrew credit here.
Yeah, we will.
So what Merritt and Beth did, because they know, you know, I'm such a fangirl when it comes to, you know, 76-year-old fangirl. I mean, they blew that up and then framed it. So I'm going to hope that I can.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
I got to see if I can get it, the camera. Oh, I think I got it.
Oh, that is so great. I love it. I'm seeing a little bit here and there. Yeah.
Come on, camera. But anyway, they framed it into a bigger.
Yeah, I can see what they're doing. The background's kind of.
Yeah. But then anyway, it's a big,
I love that.
Anyway, I should have practiced trying to figure out how to get this so I could show it to you on the screen. But anyway, they blew it up into,
is so great.
We are forever, in the picture, Jeff and I together and our golden retrievers. And, it was
that.
Just such a fabulous gift. I wanted you guys know.
Awesome.
That it's etched in forever on Martha's wall.
That's fantastic. I'm so happy that we kind of a happy accident there. I love that worked out.
Yeah. Well, I just think that shows how in tune we all are.
Right.
And boy, are you guys up to it. So we got to make sure that we talk about what we're supposed to be talking about today. And that is back in June, I think. Organized, because I guess, and I'm going to go back, because what I didn't realize until I connected with you guys, that there had been no new Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet shows recorded since 2020 or 2022?
2020, actually. Yeah, 2020. It was the end of we called it all of us that worked on the show. It was pretty much the pandemic season, because the interesting thing was the way that the typical that show worked, we would shoot a season. We'd be off for maybe 3 or 4 months and then we would come back to do another season. And because usually one season to shoot the episodes we would do, I think it was maybe 10 episodes a season, sometimes 12, but it would take about 6 months to shoot over those months. And then we would take the time off and then we would wait for a renewal and then we'd come back. So
that's
that
amazing.
Year,
but it took about 6 months to make one TV show.
One season. Oh yeah, it was one
Six
season.
6 months to make the whole season of shows.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly. So all we started back, believe it or not, we came back March 1st of 2020 for season 8, and 2 weeks later, the whole world came to a stop when the pandemic shut everything down, including the show, obviously, because at that point, you know, everyone had to just stay home. So we went, all of the crew, we all went back. The clinic was still operating, but we couldn't be there because we weren't mandatory personnel, clearly.
Right.
So we stayed home. And then I think it was June, a few months later, Animal Planet alerted us that, look, we're going to go back. We had to wear the masks. We all had to, you know, go under certain protocols to go back to work. But then a very skeletal crew. I mean, we actually lost a few crew members, which was really sad because we had to go down to a very skeletal crew to go back there. And we filmed the last season, and we wrapped at the end of 2020. It was November of 2020. That's the last time we ever filmed an original episode. And then,
And I was fooled. I had no idea that there hadn't been any new shows since 2020. And I didn't find that out really until recently. So I know a lot of, you know, all you guys are in the same boat. So finally catching up with what's going on. And sometime at that point, Animal Planet changed what they're doing. And I don't think they make no new shows of any kind anymore, you know, because like the Dr. D, Alaska Vet shows are all repeats, you know.
Right.
They don't do any My Cat from Hell's Jackson Galaxy anymore. No new Dr. Jeff's. I do, you know, I've seen lots of shows of the Dr. Jeff show where you guys were wearing masks and stuff. So it was obvious that season, the last season, being the pandemic season. But the bottom line is there have been no new shows since 2020. Well, that's 6 years ago. So that's a long time in between.
Right.
And so what you did is that you guys put together a big Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet reunion get together. And wasn't that in June in Denver?
Yeah, it was. I think it was June 12th or 13th.
Yeah,
it was
June 12th.
Yeah, it was Saturday night. It's so much fun. That was just, you know, we had been talking about because I keep in touch with most of the cast from the Dr. Jeff show. A lot of times I would see them when they would pop up to the clinic, because for me personally, about a few years after the show ended, that's when Jeff reached out and said, "Hey, you know, what if you come up and work in a marketing capacity for Planned Petted," which for me, it was fine because there was no TV production work going on in Denver. So it gave me a chance to still work with Jeff and his organization, which I love. And of course, because of that, I would keep in touch with a lot of the cast members, all of whom said, "Wow, wouldn't it be fun if we could get together for a dinner? We should do, Dr. Jeff, you know, we could all meet somewhere for dinner." And then I kind of put my marketing cap on and thought, well, wouldn't it be better if we did this so that we could record this and it could be done as a live audience event that we could then record and then have on, you know, for and as a to view for people that couldn't make it to Denver, they could view it from the comfort of their own homes later. So we got, gosh, it was 10 of the cast members back together, which was so much fun. A lot of them hadn't seen each other in a long time. Some of them had seen Jeff. Most of them had seen Jeff, but some of them had not seen each other in a few years. And so it was kind of fun to get together with everybody. And we had a really great hour and a half. I think it was about an hour and 15 minute panel discussion where Callie Zanandri, she was our executive producer on the show. She was there. I was there. And then the rest of the were all the cast members. So it was a fun night.
So Dr. Jeff and with having Dr. Jeff on a couple of weeks ago, we now know that there's been a heck of a lot of changes in the last 6 years. They're not in the veterinary hospital that we saw them build. We saw you guys build on the show and move into. They're not there anymore. They moved out to what, Conifer and more out in the country. And then got the Humane Society there too, and all of that. But we know that Dr. Jeff and Dr. Petra are still married and happy and all that good stuff. Although Petra, we couldn't steal her and get her into the studio. She was out hiking, but maybe next time Jeff's on, we can get Petra too.
Petra, I love Petra. Yeah, she is so funny. For all the years she was on the show, she's very shy of the spotlight. She's very, you know, and she, just like Jeff, she's a brilliant surgeon. They, you know, she focuses a lot. I mean, those two work nonstop at that clinic. They never let up. And when they're not working, she's taking courses. She's reading on new techniques. I mean, she never lets up. So I think when it comes to the publicity or the marketing of PPI, that's something that's really kind of hard. I always have to twist her arm a bit. And people, and you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because Martha, at the night of the reunion, Petra couldn't make it. And then that particular one, she was not feeling well that day. And I was up at the clinic the day of the reunion. So it was genuine that she just wasn't feeling well. But there were so many people, and there will be people, I guarantee, that watch this at home that will say, you know, what happened to Petra? Where is she? Are they still married? The answer to all of that is yes, they're very happily married.
She just wasn't feeling well that day, so didn't attend. But then a lot of the vets that, you know, those of us that see the reruns all the time, because what they're binging Saturdays on Animal Planet now are all old reruns from the years that the show was on. But we think it's reality now, and it isn't, which is why I'm trying to clean all this up for everybody. But I know, like, I was really liked Dr. Dawn. I thought was becoming an incredible orthopedic surgeon, you know, learning from Jeff and Petra. And then some of the other vets we know. But a lot of those vets came to the reunion because they're no longer working. At PPI, right?
That's correct. We had Dr. Jeff. We had Melody, who his daughter, who still manages the clinic. We had Hector, Jeff's right hand guy. Hector now runs his own construction company. In fact, Hector's company is going to be building the new animal shelter that we've been raising money for, which is great. And he's on our board of directors, so he's very active. We had Dr. Amy. It was fun to see her. Dr. Rachel. Dr. Byer.
Unfortunately, Dr. Byer, he was one of my favorites too.
And he was there. Unfortunately, Dr. Don couldn't make it. It was his son's birthday, and so he couldn't be there. But I missed Don. It would have been great to have him there too. But then we had, oh my gosh, Jess Soto, vet tech, Shelly Hillen, she was one of the head vet techs, Susan Rieger, who headed the adoption. So all of them were there. And it was just, it's going to be fun. And just so you know, Martha, too, I know because Jeff was, when he was on 2 weeks ago, we've spent a lot of time getting that reunion ready for at-home viewing. So, but we're excited. I think we're going to have it debut next Sunday, the 13th of September. Okay. So, the way people will be able to watch that, it's on a viewing platform called Gum, like Chewing Gum Road, Gum Road. And there'll be more details on this and I'll provide them for you too this week. But basically people can log into Gum Road and there will be an option for them to view this. They can see where they can view it. There's a slight fee. I think the fee is $6, $6.99 to watch it. All the
proceeds. You guys are always so reasonable, you know, and I mean, it's $6-$7 to watch it out because I was just, the fact that, you can't drop everything and come to Denver for, you know, the reunion, but really would have loved to participate and watch. And so you covered the bases and you filmed it all. And so it's next Sunday that it will be available. And then when you say Gum Road, is that a website you go to? Gumroad.com?
I mean, exactly.
I'm not real techie, so you got to be real specific with me.
No, and trust me, we did some exploration on this. There's also Vimeo. That's a very common viewing platform.
I recognize that word.
It's like Vimeo. The only difference is I believe Vimeo was going to charge us more for a viewing fee, and we thought, why do that? Gumroad does the same thing. We looked into it. And so it seems like they're a good fit. And so it's just going to be promoting that. And it's kind of promoting another viewing platform like Vimeo that hopefully Gumroad will, because they've certainly been willing to work with us and that's been great. So, it'll be that easy to just go to www.gumroad.com and then they can search Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet Cast Reunion and it should pop up and they can just, put in their information and watch the show. But it should be a lot of fun. I'm excited.
That's supposed to happen next Sunday. And
next
you will, since I'm in the loop now, as we're part of the family, you'll right. let me know if it happens. It's happening for sure on Sunday or if it goes postponed or something. Because otherwise
Absolutely.
We'll announce it next week and I'll be sure and watch it so we can all see it.
Cool. I can't wait for you to see it. Yeah, I can't wait for your
that's
listeners.
Very cool. All right. Yeah. We need to take care of advertisers one time here. And then when we continue, we'll make sure you know about getting this be able to watch the reunion on tape. I'm going to remind you about Jeff's book, too. And then, my gosh. I'm just so excited for this connection because Steve sent me all the stuff by email and I know I'm going to have the author of Jeff's book on. And by the way, if you haven't read it, it's really good. And if you want to know all the stuff about Dr. Jeff and his life, Beyond the Boundaries, The Life and Times of Dr. Jeff, the Rocky Mountain Vet, Melinda Grohl is, and that's Grohol, but if you just go, Beyond the Boundaries on Amazon, you'll find it. I mean, it's paperback, easy to get. But you want to have that and read that. But we're going to have her on the air, so get prepared, get the book, read it so you'll
Melinda's
know.
Great. You'll love her.
But then you talked about this other project that you, and this other guy you're hooking up with who happens to be local around here. And it immediately reminded me of someone that we're connected with that you aren't, that actually, if you're around next Sunday, tune in from 10 to noon. I don't know if you know who Helen Thayer is.
I don't really.
Yeah, you need to know. You need to
know.
HelenThayer.com. I mean, it's
okay. Well,
she's climbed Mount Rainier 34 times.
Wow.
Someone I think you guys, when you know what she's all about, the Three Among the Wolves, when she and her husband and wolf dog Charlie, that she walked solo to the North Pole when she was 50 years old, they lived with wolves in the Arctic for a year and documented all this stuff. But a lot of stuff that, you know, might fit in with what you guys are doing. Anyway,
sure.
We're going to take care of advertisers quickly, and then Steve's going to briefly just tell us about what this new project is going on, because we got to be involved with this, and we got to have all you guys on and know it, because it just sounds phenomenal. And I think I got to do a whole show to start with the you know, the local guy, Harry, is that
Harry Turner, great guy.
All right, so anyway, we're going to quickly take care of advertisers. We'll come back up and have a few more minutes with Steve, and then we'll move on to our next one. And this is only the first time Steve's going to join us, because obviously we can. That's why I have a three-hour show. You know, everybody always says, well, 3 hours, what do you do for 3 hours? And it's like, Okay, what do you do for 30 minutes or an hour show? I can't even start the show in an hour. You know, we talk so much. Anyway, stay right where you are, everybody. We'll take care of our advertisers. Be back a little more time with Steve Lukanik. And we're right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Robin Alexis. Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis returns to KKNW following the death of my husband, Bob. This show bears witness to me stepping into a sacred new beginning of being a widow. Somatic guide Mary Stevenson will be co-host, and she's going to walk me through life's deepest sorrow. Find community support here with us as you process your grief along with me. Discover your inner strength along with me right here on KKNW, Fridays at 8 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're about midway through this last hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Going to spend a little extra time here with Steve Lukanik, marketing director for Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet. And Steve, you threw this information in the email you sent me, and it's like, holy mackerel. It's like, you're going to be producing this. And then you've got three folks, you know, Dr. Jeff, and then there's a veterinarian who does a wolf rescue and stuff. But this Harry Turner guy sounds fascinating, and he's actually local here, but I don't know anything about him. Can you kind of encapsulate what this project is all about and what you're going to be doing?
Absolutely will, Martha. It's a really exciting new project. We wonderful people, David and Suzanne Rosenberg. They live here in Los Angeles. They were big fans of Jeff. They also knew Harry Turner. There had been a really wonderful documentary done on it's on Amazon Prime called Wildcat. Check it out. Your viewers should check it out too, your listeners. It was all about Harry's journey after he served in the military and went down to. I won't even ruin it. It's just such a great movie. So David and Suzanne knew Jeff, they knew Harry, and they also knew Dr. Lauren Lindner. She runs the Lockwood Animal Rescue here up north of LA. Wonderful. I love Lauren too. They're all great. But Suzanne and David reached out to me and said, wouldn't it be great if we did a documentary featuring these three incredible animal activists, what they do in the world of animal protecting animals, from domestics all the way to, you know, what Harry does in Ecuador, to what Lauren does here with her wolves, as well as in Africa. Great project. So we got together. It's called Defending Everything. We are currently we're trying to get financing for it. That's the big thing. But we're going to start with a shoot the first weekend in October. We're launching the project. Jeff is every year he goes to the Pine Ridge Native American Indian Reservation in South Dakota. It's one of the most impoverished communities in the United States. We covered it on the show once, but we wanted to go into more detail for Defending Everything. So, and Harry, turns out, lives in Seattle. And I was talking to Harry just last week, and I said, you know, the light bulb went off. I said, I made this connection. I said, I told him about you, and I told him about Jeff going on the show. He was so excited. I said, you know, let me reach out to Martha. I think she should have you on the show. I think you would love Harry. He just is he's a young guy, just incredibly smart.
Lauren, I was surprised too. When I looked, I did check out some of the stuff you sent me, some of the links, and he's a real young guy.
And so young. Sounds,
yeah.
And he's here
in Seattle. So my gosh, I can't wait to have him on the show. I've got to start with a whole show. I mean, I can't just do a short interview with him. He's a whole show just to start with.
He is, and his organization, Emerald Arch. He's really trying to get, you know, more attention brought to Emerald Arch too. And so what's great about that is, you know, Lauren's got Lockwood Animal Rescue. We've got Planned Parenthood International. So the three of our nonprofits, we're all kind of working together to bring attention to all three of what we're all doing in the world of helping animals. So it's an exciting project. I'm really excited. Yes, I'm one of the producers on it. David and Suzanne Rosenberg will also be producing it. But it's just a fantastic project. And we're excited to get this going.
And you said you were fundraising at the moment. So do you have a fundraiser set up somewhere? Is there some place that listeners could donate if they want to donate to this project?
If they right now, because we're so early on, but I tell you, if anyone is interested in donating to this, please, Martha, feel free to have them reach out to me directly.
Okay, they do that?
They could do that through, they can either email me. It's very easy. It's steve@plannedparenthoodinternational.org. They can certainly email me and let me know because once we do the Pine Ridge shoot, I think then we'll be in a position to, you know, to really get a website up and running to do that. Right now we're just in the very early stages, but we really want to get going on this. And Jeff and Lauren and Harry, they are so excited to do this. So yeah, so if anyone's interested, they can shoot me an email. We are absolutely looking for financing for this project. That would be the best thing.
So steve@plannedparenthoodinternational.org.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. We've got to start addressing the human animal now and get us all in line spiritually before we close out the show. But gosh, it's been a pleasure. So fun to have a face with your voice and to
likewise.
Talk to you. This will be the first of many. We'll be in touch. And I know I'm going to contact, I'm going to get Michelle or Melinda on, the author. And remember, folks, the book to get if you want to be up to speed for all these guests that are coming on the show, order Dr. Jeff's book, Beyond the Boundaries, The Life and Times of Dr. Jeff, the Rocky Mountain Vet, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's available everywhere. And then... I'm going to see how soon I can get Harry on and all of that. And then you're going to keep me posted on this big project. And who knows,
absolutely.
Maybe we'll have everybody on the show by the time we get done with this and then all of you together. But I'm not going anywhere. I've been doing this for over 30 years, and you guys are giving me a new spring in my step because I'm so excited about all the stuff that you're doing and to get involved with it. So bless you. Thank you for all the work you're doing, and thanks for joining me today. And I look forward to our next chat on the air.
I do too. Thanks so much, Martha. I appreciate
it. God bless, Steve. Thanks for being here.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, it is time to switch boats. And like I said, we're going to address the human animal now. And joining us again from Ananda, I'm delighted to say that Nancy Cowan is here. Good morning, Nancy, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Always a pleasure.
Oh, so good to hear your smiling voice. And gosh, we get to talk to each other 2 months in a row. How fun is that?
I know, how fun.
Yeah. Nancy and I ran into each other. I was at the temple for some reason before last month. And she said, gee, I miss talking to you on the air. Well, ask and you shall receive, my dear. You get the job two months in a row. Anyway,
well,
I'm assuming I'm sitting out here in Monroe and I got beautiful blue sky and sunshine. Are you down at the temple?
I am. And
is it blue sky and sunshine where you are?
We have blue sky and sunshine outside, and the altar today is this beautiful orange and yellow and sunflowers, and the cloths are all this vibrant orange, so it's very full of light all over.
Oh, wonderful. I'll have to go. Folks, you can go to AnandaWashington.org, and you can watch the service from this morning online, or you can go to Facebook, Ananda Washington on Facebook. You can watch, you can do service. So I often, after the show, go do service online. So then you could see this beautiful altar that Nancy's talking about. How cool. All right. Well, you and I could just chat away and we'd be done.
Yeah.
So, but we have to focus here because you got, Ananda, we got all kinds of the big, most popular and really important classes coming up and starting right away, don't we?
Yes, this is the week. Yes, the Art and Science of Raja Yoga class starts on Thursday, our premier class, and the one to really help you to tune in to connecting to your inner light.
Yeah, and folks, just so you know, this is how I started with Ananda. I can't tell you anymore, I lose track of how many years, but I don't know, maybe 12 to 15 years ago, somewhere in there, my friend Krista and I decided that we wanted to learn Kriya Yoga. And that's what brought us to Ananda. And when we started to get involved, we realized that we had some spiritual education to do before we could learn Kriya Yoga. And so the beginning was taking this class, The Art and Science of Raja Yoga. So that's how I started. So it's a great place for any of you to get started. Because tell us about The Art and Science of Raja Yoga. What's it all about? What does it encompass?
It covers such a broad spectrum. It's really designed for anybody who just wants to get started with some practices, whether it's just yoga poses and also how to learn how to meditate. So we cover all of that, plus the background and the history and the philosophy and Patanjali's Eightfold Path and the Yoga Sutras. It's such a broad perspective and yet super practical because you get to put all of the things, all of the teachings into practice and learn how to create and build your own practice as well. So it's really such a great way to get started. And if you already have a practice, but you feel like you want to go deeper or you just want to be a little bit more regular, it's great reinforcement for that too, because it's a almost 3-month course. So you get that dedicated time each week on Thursday evening to spend time practicing and learning and then and having the group to support you and the teachers to support you.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And the class itself, I mean, physically it takes place at the Blue Lotus Temple, is that right?
It does. It takes place in person at the Blue Lotus Temple, but it also is available on Zoom. So for friends who don't live close enough to drive on a Thursday evening, then you can always join. The entire course is available on Zoom. And we also record it, so people have the option. Don't feel put off to not take it because you know you'll be gone a week or two. You can always catch up with the recording. Or you can join when you're on vacation, and then you'll be caught up for the next week. So we have a lot of options.
I just think that's so cool because when I took the class, there was no option of Zooming or, you know, taking it online or recording the class. You had to be there or you missed it.
You had to be there, yeah.
I guess that was the silver lining of the pandemic. You know,
exactly.
And the shutdown and everything, because you know, the gift that came out of that was expanding everything to online and Zooming and streaming and everything. And it opened up a whole huge world for Ananda. And now, you know, there are people all over the country, all over the world taking your classes, you know, at our Ananda here.
Yeah, it's true.
It's amazing.
Our Raja. Yeah, and our Raja yoga class is unique among all the Anandas as well. And, of course, this time people that sign up get the amazing experience of having the class with Morley, who is one of our lead teachers and such a wealth of knowledge and wisdom.
And of course, it is Dr. Morley Venkatro, the only doctor of yoga I know. And of course, all of you regulars that have been here for a long time, you remember, we've done a number of shows here. Morley's been on and, you know, my gosh, I could, you know, because he's Indian and he reminds me so much of Master's energy sort of thing. And with him being Indian and his Indian accent, I could listen to him read the phone book. You know? I mean, it's mesmerizing. And if I could work it out, I was blessed to be able to take the art and science of Raja Yoga a couple of times, and with the director, one of the co-directors of Ananda Seattle here, Nyaswami Reman McGillaway. So you know, I felt very blessed to the wisdom of Reman, but boy, I'd like to do it again with Morley.
They're both really, people need to take it with each. You need to take it with each one of them.
Right, because they're so good and so knowledgeable,
yeah.
And it's just so easy now because you can do it in person. But if something comes up, and you can do it online as well. I'm looking at the clock, Nancy, and we need to take care of advertisers one more time before we leave. So we're gonna do that now, and then when we continue, you can tell us. I know you said it's about 3 months long, the class. You can let us know what the details are with all of that, and then where and how one can register for that. And then we'll talk about what else is going on. So everybody stay right where you are. More with Nancy Collin and the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. We're talking about the art and science of Raja Yoga, and there's that and more to come. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? We're shifting energies. Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And this hour we heard from our New Pro Supplements. Remember, it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O.com, newprosupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can learn all about them. The website, you can order there or on Amazon or check at your local pet store. And remember our sound healer, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Highly recommend you see her in person. What a gift it is to work with her. She is one of the most gifted healers that I know, and can really help get your body in alignment and stay there. You can check her out on online at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call and she'll call you back, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And then remember, Natasha Venter is our intuitive gal, and she's available for private readings through her website. She also, and her website is Natasha, is intuitiveclarifications.com, intuitiveclarifications.com. And then she has a YouTube channel, and she does a weekly podcast at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. YouTube channel is Natasha Venter IC, the letters IC for Intuitive Clarification. You can find the podcasts at 4 p.m. live, and then on Wednesdays, and then there's tons of other stuff you can watch. And you can, I think you can book a session with her if you'd like a personal reading online, or you can give her a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All righty then, I think we are good. So we are back with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and Nancy Callen is here. Good morning again, Nancy.
Hi.
All righty. So we are hopefully getting some people excited about the art and science of Raja Yoga, and it starts this week, Thursday, and that is the 10th of September,
yes.
Correct?
Yes. Yeah, it is the 10th.
And so it's Thursday evenings. What time?
It starts at 6 o'clock. We have the Hatha yoga portion first from 6 to 7:15, and then we have a little break with a little snack luck, shared snacks to have time to socialize and meet your fellow students. And then we move into the meditation and the practicing meditation, and then the philosophy discussion and overview. So it lasts until 9:15. It's a lovely full evening, and people often say, oh, I thought I was going to be so tired, you know, it's late for me and it's a long night, but after I finish this class I feel energized and invigorated and not at all tired. So
I was one of those that thought that until I started doing the class. And I'll tell you what, there was times that I dragged myself into the temple, and I felt phenomenal by the time, you know, when we were done. So it really, really is energizing. It's amazing. So you said starts Thursday evening. Did you say 3 months of class on Thursday evening, or what happens?
So this session is, because of the holiday season, we'll actually have 11 Thursdays, and then you have the bonus of we have a Saturday, an all-day Saturday retreat. Retreat meaning just we get to spend the whole day together, and lunch is included, so you get a nice, delicious yogic lunch, and we spend, so you get a whole day to really dive in to make up for not being able to do a couple of the Thursday evenings. So people...
Gotcha.
Whenever we have the retreats, because of the schedule, people always say on the feedback, oh, you should do that every time. The retreat was so amazing. So a nice bonus for taking the class in the fall as you get that retreat.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So how do people get signed up for this class?
So you can go online to anandawashington.org, and it'll be right there on the main page as featured events to sign up. Or you can call the Blue Lotus Temple at... good question. I don't have the number memorized.
Let's see. I think, isn't it 425-8? I know it's last is 3,700.
But, you know, most people do these things online.
I know.
Online
I have now. Okay. I guess what I have. I have Raja Yoga, Art and Science of Raja Yoga card right in here. It's got to have the... And I, yeah, that's right. 425-806-3700. 425-806-3700. So you can
or
call
AnandaWashington.org.
Or AnandaWashington.org. Okay. So that's the Art and Science of Raja Yoga. What else have we got coming up, Nance?
So for everybody who wants to continue to deepen their practice, again, you know, you take the Raja class, you really connect to your inner light and your inner self, and then to further deepen that, to learn how to share that with other people is so powerful. And we have two opportunities for that. We have yoga teacher training that starts this coming Saturday, and the Raja yoga class is a part of that, so you get to enjoy both of them. And the yoga teacher training is a Yoga Alliance accredited 200-hour training, and it lasts until next February. And it's on mostly, it's a weekend program, mostly Friday, Saturday, or Thursday. It's mostly Saturday, Sunday. There are a few Fridays in there done as little weekend mini retreats, not staying away from home. Very inspiring and powerful class. Even if you don't intend to teach, you learn so much by just learning how to teach and deepening your practice.
Absolutely. So that's the Ananda Yoga Teacher Training.
Yes, that's the Ananda Yoga Teacher Training. And then the other program coming up is called The Art and Science of Spiritual Counseling. And don't let the title throw you off. It's not about being a counselor or even wanting to be a counselor. It's about...
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, but that's not the case?
That is not the case. It is all about learning how to... be a divine friend, how to apply the kind of the insights and the teachings that you get from meditation and yoga to all kinds of situations and relationships in your life. So it's a wonderful way to put these teachings into practice, and in doing that to help to deepen your own intuition and understanding and attunement as well. I can't recommend it enough.
Wonderful. And that's Saturday, September 19th.
Yes. Yeah, it starts the 19th. And it's 6 it's six Saturdays. Truly a treasure. I mean, you really can't even understand what it is until you know, you can go and read about it a little bit, but it's such a valuable tool in just learning how to be a better person and a better partner and a better friend and, probably cool. A better pet owner even.
All right, so all of these classes can be found on the website anandawashington.org, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so,
they're all right
so
on
all
the
featured
page.
All you got to do is go there if you want to check them out online, and they'll, you know, all those classes. Are all the classes on the homepage, or?
Those three programs are all currently featured right on the homepage since they're the next ones starting again this week or the following week. So very easy to find.
That makes it real easy, folks.
Yes. Yeah.
NandaWashington.org. They'll all be there right on the homepage. So you can check on. And then there's a way to register online. Or you can call the temple, and if you have questions or want to call for any reason, that number again is 425-806-3700. All three of these classes are a series of classes. The yoga teacher training and the art and science of Raja Yoga are a number of weeks, and months, for the class. They are, some of the biggest classes of the year. And I think you said the art of spiritual counseling, that's not a 3-month class. That's more like a 3 or 4 week class, is it?
It's six Saturdays.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so all these, but there's a lot of other things that happen that are just one-time things, and of course there's all the meditations that you can come and join, and meditation classes, and shorter things, and pretty much all those things are described on the website, aren't they?
Yes, there are. There's two meditation classes starting this month, one on the 16th that's online only for the online people, and that's a 4-week meditation for starters. So great way to get started if you don't want to invest in, I'm going to do a whole, 3 months. And then there's also the course in meditation, which is a little bit longer, but still great for beginners, and it starts on the 26th. So, and that one's in person, I think, and online, so. Lots of options.
Wonderful. Yeah, it sounds like, you can really keep yourself busy, with everything that's going on at Ananda. And what a great connection to make. And, with everything going on in the world right now.
Just that basic practice of meditation can really, really help.
Yes. I know I'm having to rely on my practices more and more. It's not easy. With everything right now. This makes a huge difference. So if you're feeling all out of whack, Ola, and need something to ground and balance and feel better, yoga and meditation is the best way to go. And there's all kinds of ways to learn with Ananda these days. And so basically all you really need to do is go to anandawashington.org, and all of the current classes starting this month are on the homepage, and you can find everything else there as well. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can follow Ananda. It's Ananda Seattle on Facebook. Like I said, you can watch the service and stuff, but they also usually on the Facebook page, the classes get posted about and all that sort of stuff. So that's another way you can get information. So anything else we need to cover quickly before we're done?
I think that's it. I will say that for people that are thinking about the art and science of spiritual counseling, it is taught by Nyaswami Padma, who did give the Sunday service today. So if you'd like to get a little hint of the way that she incorporates the teachings and has such a wise and insightful aspect, she gave Sunday service. So if you just go and watch today's Sunday service, you'll get a little taste of her vibration and attunement.
Oh, wonderful idea. All righty, then. We are out of time, Nancy. I just feel so blessed to have talked to you again. And, I have tithe money burning a hole in my pocket, and it's cash, so I have to come by. I was going to try to get there Friday, but I didn't make it. But I'll be dropping by at some point to drop off some tithe money. And so maybe I'll get to see you then.
I hope so. I'll be here this Friday.
All righty. God bless. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye, Martha. So good to talk to you.
All righty, everybody. We are finito. We are done. And remember, next week, you got to be here. Nathan and I are going to catch up on Dollywood. And then we're talking to Helen Thayer, who is with us for the show. She'll be here from 10 to noon. Can't wait to catch up with her. Odie, thank you so much for tap dancing today and great crocheting when you were not tap dancing. And best disco ball. I'm telling Nathan that was the best disco ball. That was so cool. Anyway, we got to go. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.